If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman.
Been listening to Call Your Mom from the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio's latest release, I Told You So, out today on Coal Mine Records. Not sure about you, but I'm a sucker for a good groove, especially one that involves the Hammond B3 organ. When I first heard the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio a few years back now, I wasn't only impressed with their vintage sound akin to Jimmy James or Booker T and the MGs, but also the idea that their sound was way more contemporary, very cool, and very hip. Until today, I've been rotating through their debut album, Close But No Cigar, which came out in 2016, and a live EP from a performance at KEXP Radio released in 2018. To say I've been starved for more music from this trio is an understatement, and I'm sure I'm not alone. So when I caught up with Delvon Lamar to talk about the new album, I Told You So, and the band's career to date, I couldn't help but wonder what took so long for new music, and that is indeed where our conversation started.
We had some difficulties with, this is actually the third record we recorded. Right after the Close But No Cigar, we went back into the studio to record another album, but we had some technical difficulties with the release of that one. And so it took us a minute to get back into the studio because we were on the road so much. So this album was actually the third one we recorded. We are going to re-release that one that recorded back then, but it's going to be later. But it was originally supposed to be out at the beginning in March of 2020 is what we were shooting for. But then the pandemic hit. We said we'll extend it for a little bit and see what happens. And it just seems like the pandemic got worse. So we were... we just said we're going to release it because we want to tour the album. So we said we'll just release it in January, no matter what.
I'm curious about the making of this record because with the Hammond at the front and center, I would imagine that you do a majority of the writing for these records and then the other two help out. Or what is the process in terms of coming together with the tunes for the record?
Most of it is just me and Jimmy. It's like, you know, one of us that have a groove. And then, you know, since our musical taste and influences are very similar, you know, sometimes we piggyback off of each other's writing. But then also, like, there's been a couple of drummers that we use that actually wrote music, too. So, in fact, our current permanent drummer is Dan Weiss. He just wrote a tune for the band. So that's going to be on our next release.
Is it hard to get the three of you together because you're in different locations? I mean, Dan is in Nevada, right? And where's Jimmy at?
Jimmy's in Seattle.
Oh, so that's good.
And I live in Spokane. I'm about 4.5 hours east of Seattle. So, you know, what I like to do is I like to multi-track my ideas, you know, because I play a lot of instruments. So I can play drums. I don't play guitar, but, you know, I never really have to tell Jimmy what to do. In fact, when we write music, we don't tell anybody what to do. It's like you do what you do on that tune, you know. So like getting this together is quite a challenge, you know. Got to fly Dan over, so it happens every now and then, but you know, these guys are professionals and they're really good, so I don't have to worry about it.
The Pacific Northwest isn't exactly where you'd think this music comes from. This is either Southern music or New York or Memphis, but it's not Pacific Northwest. What was the influence to get you guys to make this kind of music being so isolated from the rest of the scene?
Well, that's the thing, man. Jimmy says it best. I don't know where this quote came from, if it's his or somebody else's, but he always say, you know, we like to play the music we like to hear. And so, you know, that's what we like. That's what we've been listening to our whole lives. And so it was only fitting to do that.
Touring has certainly been a problem. What are you up to now that you can't sort of tour? What are your plans for the release of this record and sort of letting people know about it, aside from being on the podcast?
Well, you know, we've been working on some other projects. We're working on a project of D'Lo 3 and Friends. Is going to feature kind of the basis is Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. And we're going to invite guests that we've met over the road and being, you know, in other countries and stuff like that. And some of the musicians we like. So we're going to start collabing with them as a project. But Delvon Lamar Organ Trio is still going to be Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Throw that out there.
What was the inspiration for covering Careless Whisper on I Told You So?
My wife.
Well,
she, She's the boss, man. You know, a lot of people don't realize that she's the one that actually started this band. You know, it was this whole thing was her idea. I never wanted to start a band or anything like that. You know, she just watched me struggle as an artist for so long that she was like, man, you just get the guys together, write some music, and I'll take care of all the rest. And so when we started playing, we didn't have any music to play. We were just kind of jamming. She ended up getting us a weekly residency at this club, the Royal Room in Seattle. And we were doing that every Tuesday night. And one day, Jimmy James kind of quoted Careless Whisper. It was just kind of random, like in between songs. He just did that saxophone line. And I said, all right, let's go for it. And so I kind of hacked my way through it. And it became a thing. At first, we were just quoting it. And then my wife loved it so much the way we did it. She was like, man, you guys got to record that. And at first I was like, yeah, I don't really want to put that on an album. I don't think anybody wants to hear that. And she was like, man, it's going to be good. Just do it. I was like, all right.
Speaking about the live sets, how much of it is original material versus covers versus just improv?
Are you talking about live?
Yeah, live, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We play a lot of covers live. What we do best, and that I, you know, that's really fun for us, is we take like tunes, like other we incorporate other tunes inside of the tune that we're playing. We do that a lot. And so, you know, sometimes we'll go through 10, 15 songs in that one song just to, I don't know, it keeps it interesting, keeps the music fresh, keeps people on their toes, as well as us.
Are you surprised at how wide the fan base has been for your music? It's jazz heads, it's hip hop heads, it's people that are into jam bands. Are you surprised at how wide and various the fan base is for your music?
Oh, for sure, man. It's a trip, man, because like when we, you know, first started, I never thought past, you know, just playing music in circles in Seattle. that's as far as I thought of it. And then it's like, man, then we started traveling, getting over to Europe, and just a response from like everybody. Like we played little small jazz clubs to giant stages and festivals. It's a trip.
Who are some of your contemporary influences? Not some of the older Hammond players, but who are some of the players that are playing today that people may or may not be aware of that you really dig?
One of the first organists I've ever actually noticed when I started playing organ was Neil Evans from Soul Live. He was a bad dude. His left hand was killing. And from there, I started getting into cats like Larry Goldings, Corey Henry, Joey D. I got my buddy in New York, Brian Charette. He's a bad cat, man. Yeah, it's just all kind of those are some of the people that I've just started listening to when I started playing organ.
Right. Well, thanks so much for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it. We love the record. We've followed your career since day one, since your wife apparently put you on the map. That's good.
But... we wouldn't have been nothing without her, I'll tell you. Yeah. That.
Well, maybe it's time to rename the band. No, just joking. Thanks so much for taking the time, man. We really appreciate it. And then congratulations on the new record.
Oh, thank you, man.
Be well, all right?
All right, you do the same.
Hopefully that shed a little insight into the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Their story, and in particular Delvon's, is a good one, and I look forward to more music from these cats down the line. For more on Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, visit DelvonLamarOrganTrio.com. Before we leave you, how about another track off of I Told You So? Here is a cover of Wham's Careless Whisper. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. For more, visit thesoundpodcast.com.